الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. We have the beautiful ashar of our Shaykh being recited, and they are all complete bayan. And the ashar of our Shaykh Ahmadullah Ali filled with the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But when a person who has got married, and the first night he's sitting by his wife and with his eyes closed, like he's sleeping, no emotions on his face also, very sad case. Unfortunately, there's great poems of our Shaykh, but we see generally all of us like emotionless, no feeling. Allah's been spoken about, the love of Allah, there is no greater love, but we are like, we made lot of effort in Ramadan, we haven't covered up our sleep stuff, we are sleeping here also, no emotion. That should not be the case. We should, it should show on our faces. We should go into a trance in that love of Allah Ta'ala. And what beautiful ash'ar of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Allah give us tawfiq to show it. And that is what is a living audience also. We had one student here from one of the African countries who did not know Urdu. But when he used to hear the ash'ar, he should just jumna. He should just go like in a trance with all that ash'ar. That is how we should be. What wonderful message, what a wonderful message, the love of Allah Ta'ala. But we are like, imagine that person who is married and is sitting on the bed and he's dozing off. His wife is making love to him. She's telling him all nice things. And he's like half sleepy. He's like not interested. Hey, with Allah Ta'ala, this our way. With the wife is still tolerable. But with Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. If a person has got a very beautiful palatial home, and all whatever amenities you can think are in there, and he felt pity on some person walking on the street, didn't have a home, and he gave him a small little place, outbuilding, one small room, he gave him place. But then this person, it happened that he didn't look after himself. He didn't eat properly. He became weak physically also, mentally also, every way. And the other person living in the outbuilding, he was eating and he was becoming strong physically also, mentally also, every way. And then that person, in fact this person in the palatial home feeding that person, giving him the best food and he himself not eating. That person became strong. This person became weak. So that person came and he took undue advantage and he pushed this person out of his beautiful legal home which belongs to him. And he pushed him out in the outbuilding and he came in charge here. Then a friend of his came, of that person, the real owner, and he saw what happened here and then he started feeding that person, looking after his health. And at the same time, he starved this person, that he does not eat, and he becomes weak, his strength diminishes, etc. When that happened, this person realized, oh, I'm sitting here, and that is my home. I have to be the owner there. So he went easily now, because he became strong. He pushed him out. This palatial home, whatever they are, whatever amenities, the palatial home Allah has given us, which home in the world can have such eyes as this home of ours, our body has got? Which home can have the brain which our body has got? With the heart, all the things of the body, everything it has got. But we deprive this body of its food, spiritual food. Whole year we deprived it. And we were feeding the nafs with all its food. All the food of this dunya, making it strong. Nafs became stronger, and our ruh became weaker and weaker. Then a great friend of ours came the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan said things are going very wrong here. So the month of Ramadan gave the ruh all its spiritual food and made it strong and made the body, the ruh, the nafs, it made it weak, starved it, didn't let it eat the whole day. And the ruh, it made it stronger and stronger. The ruh became strong by the end of Ramadan, by the time of Eid, and this was the real Eid, that the ruh regained its the palatial home. It took in charge again. So that is what this great month of Ramadan was, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had blessed us with. We all should feel really that sorrow. Pious people, buzurgs of the past, for about half the year after Ramadan, they felt we did not appreciate, we did not do justice to the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala beautifies from the beginning of the year, in spite of it being so beautiful, Allah keeps on beautifying it. And then buzurgs of the past, from about 6 months before Ramadan, they start preparing again, that we must not miss one moment, one opportunity of this month of Ramadan. Just imagine, this month of Ramadan, every day, even in Ramadan, 5 namazes are for us. But in Ramadan, they are multiplied by 70. So that equals to Yusuf. 350 namaz. We only made 5 namazes. And we got the sawab of 350 for the whole month, 30 days. And alhamdulillah, this year we got 30 days. That comes out to 10,500 namazes for the whole month. And if it wasn't Ramadan, now in Shawwal, how much will it be? 30 times 5? 150. Where is 150? Where is 10,500? Hey, that month is gone from our hands. What an opportunity it was. Everything, how Allah Ta'ala multiplied. And this month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made it such that one of the beautiful instructions for the month of Ramadan, to learn it in Ramadan, to apply it our whole life, is akli halal, to eat halal. That our money must also be halal, and the food we eat must also be halal. And in fact, the place where we eat it in, that must be, environment must be also very good. If we're eating it in the wrong environment, with all ghair mahrams, man, woman, music, etc., and we in such places we are eating, then also it's not right. We are eating it also properly, in the right place. So if we, so that food, so the month of Ramadan, it is that Allah gave us rozas. What a great ibadah. Allah gave us du'as. What a great ibadah. But if our food was not halal, we didn't make with halal food sehri, with halal food iftari, then we destroyed that roza. Our du'as, if there wasn't halal, then a person who's stretching his hands out in safar and he's in great difficulty and he's crying, Rabbana, Rabbana, and his hands are stretched out. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. Where will his du'as be accepted? His food is not halal. How important it is that our food must be halal. And that our sehri and iftari, very, very important that it must be halal, and it must be halal and tayyiba. Very, very important. And then in roza, that Allah made us to keep roza, abstain, keep away from halal food, so that we can stay away from haram all the time. Roza during the day, halal food was made haram. But in Ramadan, whole year, staying away from haram is for us all the time. The stay away from halal food is for us now with our winter season about 12 hours. Or a little bit more. But to stay away from haram is all the time. And if a person stays away from haram, Allah opens such doors of halal for that person that he cannot imagine. Allah will give it to him also with easy, hardly any effort Allah will give it to him. Allah will give it full of barakat also. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will put so much of enjoyment and goodness in that. We cannot imagine the enjoyment which is in halal. You might eat the most simple food. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, when he was in our country many years ago, and all the da'wats which come here, he took qasam and he said that at home what I eat with my tea, the dry roti of the night that was left over, the enjoyment I get in there, I don't get in all this food of yours. Your biryani and your roasts and all that, what I get, halal has got its great, and halal and tayyiba, and then prepared by righteous and pious people again, and eaten in the right environment again, all that has got a great effect. Then Allah Ta'ala brought the first night of Ramadan, when the Hurul Ain were proposing to each one of us. How many of us were even aware? Now we should be prepared for next Ramadan, that we are fully prepared and we accept, and then we pay the dowry, which is now the month of Ramadan. With all the meher, with the month of Ramadan, we pay that. Then the first 10 nights are just of Allah's rahmat. And now you are ready for it. The second night, 10 nights, Allah's maghfirat. What more you want? You have been, for all charges have been withdrawn from you. They have been dropped from you. And not only dropped, in their place, Allah puts so much of goodness for you. So much of His, not only He forgives, but He showers His rahmat. He is Ghafoorul Rahim. And He is Ghafoorul Rahim because He is Ghafoorul Wadood. He loves you. That's why not only does He forgive you wholeheartedly, but He showers His favors also. Then the last 10 nights, what to say? The whole year haven't got nights like that. Then the odd nights, even the even nights are so valuable. The odd nights are so valuable. Then comes the greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr. We all had this opportunity. And then comes the night of prize giving. The night of rewards come again, of payment. And the first, the night of Eid is not the night of Ramadan, because Ramadan completed at Maghrib time, at sunset time. Now Shawwal has started. But that night is another night which is so valuable. It is the night of Eid which is also so valuable. The morning of Eid again is so valuable. So how beautifully all is. What a climax. And then gradually now it goes down. But Allah is so kind also. Anything that we do, don't bring it to an abrupt stop. Even if you are exercising, don't be exercising a very, you are really, and then you just stop there. Gradually you bring it to an end. You are driving your car, you want to stop, don't drive at 100 kilometers per hour. And where you want to stop at your in-law's house, and at 100 kilometers you give a sharp brake. You bring it gradually to a stop. And you stop very comfortably. Allah has blessed us with the month of Ramadan, another 6 rozas of Shawwal. Gradually go out now, out of the, and keep it also, not altogether necessarily. Keep it also every 6 days, keep one, 5 days every keep one roza. Our 6 rozas will be done. Gradually we will go down. And what a great bonus, bonanza again on that, that the person who keeps the 30 rozas of Ramadan, 6 rozas of Shawwal, فَكَانَّ مَسَامَ الدَّهَرُ, as though he kept rozas the whole year. We'll get thawab for the whole year. The minimum increase on good deeds is 10. 30 rozas, 300. Another 60 rozas, another 60. 360 days of the year. English year 365. Islam 365. Islamic year 355. The average 360. You got the whole year's rozas. And you are like a person who kept Sawme Wisal, continuous rozas. Just by keeping that 6 rozas. And that also keep it at intervals. No problem. What a great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So, and for all this whole month, what we should have been doing, Qad aflaha. Qad is for the past tense, and it is for stress. Undoubtedly, this has happened already. What has happened? Aflaha. You have become successful. And the word falah in Arabic, in the Arabic language, it speaks of that success which is of every type of success. So you have gained every type of success. In this month, you made your namazes. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who made effort and made the namaz of خاشعون. And then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who looked after their namaz. So this is the great things of Ramadan. That tazakkah, that purity that we had gained. By roza, you gain the purity of your body. And your ruh becomes pure. And with the zakat, you give your zakat, which is called zakat. And you purify your wealth. Now your wealth is protected. You don't have to have any big safes or anything, which attract more attention and more problem also. You just have to give your zakat properly. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned the incident of in Kandla, which is a village, that a person, when the British were ruling, the person who was in charge of that place, like the mayor, whatever, the town councillor, mayor, whoever he was sitting in his office and working, and one of his workers came, budged in, and told him, your house is burning. And it did not disturb him in the least, but he just carried on with his work. When that person insisted, he said that my house can't burn. Then that person, I'm coming from there. And they were houses, what you call them, together, built together. Attached houses and with thatched roofs. How can they to fire? So he says, I'm just coming, I saw it. When the person insisted, and he was cool and calm. When he insisted, they went and see. All the houses around they were burning, his house was 100% safe. When they asked him, then he said that, I give my zakat as Muslims are supposed to give. He did not have iman, but he had that conviction that when you give your zakat properly, your property, your wealth is protected by Allah. And not only protected, Allah gives barakat in there. Hey, really, if we become Muslims as such, that we won't have to have all this insurance policies and all this worries or anything, if we give our zakat properly. So the zakat of our wealth is that 2.5% only. Which Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali said, this is the last limit of stinginess. According to Fuqaha, and in fact some ulama sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their opinion is that whatever wealth is left behind by you after 1 year, zakat is that full amount. Because 4 seasons pass, summer, winter, autumn, spring, all conditions, and you did not need it. There's the money that stayed with you, haulani haul, 1 whole year it stayed with you. So all that money you have to give away. That's not the accepted masala. And Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali explained that you should give your zakat 90%. It should be 100%, 90, 75, 50, 20, 10, way right down to 2.5%. And that also Allah says, Mimma, min ma, from what we gave you. It's not yours also. And only 2.5%. And after that, we protect all the balance. And we give barakat in all of that. So this is the purity when we give zakat. The roza was the purity of the body, of the ruh, it purified it. Qad aflaha man tazakka, who purified himself, who made his namazes properly. Qad aflaha man, qad aflaha al-mu'minun, they have become successful. So qad aflaha man tazakka, this was that man. Now we carry it on for the rest of the year. We don't leave it behind. What we had earned, you send your son to a place where they can make a quick buck. Like with Dubai, you can go and make a lot of money quickly. Saudi, many other countries. So he goes, he works, and he's really made money. Lot of money. And now you're calling him home, and you're giving him a red carpet treatment. But your worry is all the time you are itching to ask him, now weigh it all, what you weigh. And when you finally ask him, he says, I left it there. What a disappointment. So all what we had gained in Ramadan, we locked it up in Ramadan. Now we are sitting also all glum. What beautiful ash'ar, but not a smile on the face, no enthusiasm. We left it all in Ramadan. All that marifat of Allah and the beautiful connection with Allah. Now we are sitting like sad people that we lost everything. No, we should have brought it with. It must be with us all the time, wherever we go. That is a mu'min. His treasure is with him. Which was most probably Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was traveling as a student. Crooks waylaid them, and they came and robbed him also. So he had all his kitabs, all his notes. So he told them, please don't touch that. They asked, why, what is this? They said, it's all my knowledge. They gave him advice, knowledge must be in your head, in your heart. What is it in a book? It mustn't be in a book, it must be in your head. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he met one student also, what the amount of knowledge he had, and all his books that he had written, Imam Ghazali told him, all this is nothing, it's waste of time. And he took it and he threw it in the well. That student, he was like finished, that all what he has, all his sarmaya, all his capital what he has gained, then Imam Ghazali, Imam Jalaluddin Ramo, rahmatullah alayhi, by karamat, brought it out of the... Then he saw this is a different world completely. This is not just of qal and qeel, of just listening and talking and listening and that, but here is a great reality here, when connection is made with Allah, tabarakat. So that we had to gain. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who purified himself. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, and the method was that وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, he took the name of Allah in the true sense. فَصَلَّى, and then he just went into namaz, and the enjoyment of namaz he got, surrendering to Allah, bowing down to Allah, standing as a humble slave in front of Allah, going down in sajda. In other words, he made his life in the month of Ramadan. وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ حَيَاتَ الدُّنْيَا. But unfortunately, Allah says, you people give preference to this dunya's life, which is so temporary. Quantity, there is nothing in it. Quality, there is nothing in it whatsoever. A complete deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا, this worldly life is only مَتَعِ الْغُرُورِ. Mata, what you benefit for a little while for some of your needs. But also, that is also a deception. Like you want to clean up a place. You use, in our language, a scrub lap. But you're using such a cloth that doesn't absorb also. It's making it worse. It's spreading the dirt even more. This is what is this dunya. It is mata also, and it is ghurur also. It is a deception also. But you people give preference to that. And what I am giving you, Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Much more superior in quantity, everything, and quality, quantity, it is forever also. But you people give preference to this dunya's life. Oh, and this is not just my word. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى, Suhufi Ibrahim or Musa, well recorded, well documented also. It is in the Quran Sharif, well documented in the books of before. It's no theories of Darwin's theory, Big Bang theory. All that is only theories which people are going mad for, and realities which are absolute, and by the absolute, and to the absolute, and in the absolute kitab. Allah. Allahu Akbar. What? The Quran Sharif, it is narrated that it is more valuable, precious, enjoyable to Allah Ta'ala than the seven earth and the seven heavens. And whoever reads the Quran Sharif, he becomes valuable by Allah like that. More than the seven earth and the heavens. That house in which Quran Sharif is recited, that house becomes valuable to Allah Ta'ala. The environment of that house, malaika throng and come in great abundance in that into that house. When the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala was reading Quran Sharif in his room, which was a small room, and his little child was on the bed, and his horse was also there. When he read Quran Sharif loudly, the horse started kicking and becoming wild, afraid of his child, maybe the child gets hurt. He started reading softly. Immediately the horse calmed down again. When he started reading loudly again the horse started kicking. And this happened a few times. Then he finished his qiraat. He reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on you. Had you carried on reading loud, and then he saw a cloud above him. beautiful cloud. He says that was not a cloud. It was the amount of malaika that came and listened to your Quran Sharif. And the beauty of those malaika in the cloud, the sparkle, the beautiful radiance and beautiful light in that cloud. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that how cloud should have come over all the people of Medina. And they should have seen with their eyes the malaika. It should have been shown to them with their eyes. This is the Quran Sharif, what Allah has given us. So all this we have got. Allah gave us this great and glorious month. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Now we must carry it on with the six rozas of Shawwal. Also, we won't have all that amal of Ramadan, but at least some amal. Let us not all die of first majlis after Ramadan, and we are zero, we are dead. No expression, no feeling whatsoever. Now let that come into us. This great enjoyment of the Quran Sharif, of the dhikr of Allah, the du'as of Allah, inabati lillah, turning to Allah Ta'ala, this great month, let it make us alive. Let us be living people. Not like, for example, I usually give the example, Azadwal is known to be an affluent society people, but in the morning if you go and see at the main chief outlet, you'll see all the people are glum. Their faces, they're not a smile on anyone's face. Okay, the whole day, they didn't sleep enough, they just got up and somehow got ready and they're on their way. So the whole day they worked, they must have made a lot of money. So when they're returning 4, 5, 6 o'clock, now all should be broad smiles. From ear to ear, they should be, but still they're just so glum. So you don't see any expression. And just go to one of the informal settlements. We can go any time of the night, any time of the day. Children are running around, playing. People are talking. There is laughter. There is happiness. We lost it all upside down completely. We don't know where the true enjoyment is. If we really turn to Allah and find that enjoyment, it's not in our money, it's not in our position, not in that luxurious car you are driving. Your car is shining, but you unfortunately not shining. Wow. Your car is serviced 100%, but unfortunately you not serviced. And we are happy. My marriage is broken. My relation with my neighbors, with my children is broken. My car is very good. My house is very good. We are fooled with just with our cups and saucers, our containers. And the content that we're not worried about at all. This month came to fix us up. And that we get all that radiance in us, that brilliance in us. And we get that great enjoyment. May Allah Ta'ala make it like that. Our example is like that person who is on the railway platform of his life. Alongside is the train of life also, with all the empty coaches, and he has to fill them up. And on being on the platform, he has to see to all the work there also, whatever has to be done in this dunya, our life. So there he has to see to that also, and at the same time he has to fill up in his train also. If he leaves it empty, it's going to go empty. And if he fills it with guna, with all wrong things, then he's filling up snakes and scorpions and fire in his train. And if he's doing good deeds, then he's filling it up with beautiful roses and gardens of Jannat, the best and fruit and the best of enjoyment, the most beautiful woman, the most enjoyment and luxurious palaces. He's filling it up with that. While he's walking on the platform, it is broken also, some places. And now he has to walk carefully. Some places there are a lot of people also. Now he has to get past those people. All our problems in life. But with all that, all the time, the main fikr must be to fill your train. Yeah, you know you're going to be temporary, just till the end of the platform. And what you're going to fill in is going to be permanent with you. So that must be your main worry. Then we can easily understand the value, the relationship of our sports in this world. That you want to play sports and you are letting your train go empty. You want to be engaged in games. You want to be engaged on your phone and with irrelevant things. or with harmful things, and your train is going. And what are you filling? You are filling in all the time. So if a person thinks of that, then he won't be easy, he'll easily be able to understand the waste of time on having a beautiful garden and maintaining it, whether yourself or you are paying for it. That same money, had you given it to an orphan child, had you given to a good cause, that should have gone in the train like that, according to that. And you use it for some other thing, according to that it will go. Or you are sending your train empty. Your time that you have, the time you could have spent it in some valuable thing, and you could fill your train with that. And on the day of Qiyamah, at the time of mort, you will see, where this is the first stop of the train. The second stop is in the Qabr. Then we'll see that our priorities. We will see what were our priorities. Yes, we think we are very clever. I got the best garden in the neighborhood. I got the best house, the most. My house is a show house all the time. 24 hours. Throughout the year, my house is a show house. Whether it's autumn and the leaves are falling. But my house, you won't find a leaf on the floor. It is shining. Everything is perfect. In the Qabr, we will see the relationship. That what we did and what we left behind and what we sent for our akhirat, forever and ever in the akhirat. My clothes, I'm so particular all the time. They must be shining all the time. They must not a crease on my clothes, etc. Everything of mine, matching everything. How my socks must match with everything. My everything must match also. One person who visited our country in Jamaat, he said, South African masajid. The wuzukhana, if the tiles are blue, the soap is also blue color. The towel is also blue color. Everything is matching. So particular we are about that. And the namaz itself, what's the quality of the namaz? In one masjid in Pakistan, the imam, just before starting namaz, he went out to toilet. And then when he came out from toilet, it was time for namaz to start. So he came straight on the musalla. So all the mutawallis, musallis, your wuzu imam sir, he says, you are not interested in wuzu, you are interested in time. Namaz must start on time. That is what you are more worried about. You, what are you worried about, whether I got wuzu or not? Your importance is time. So much we have gone on this outward thing. Time is a guide for us, we are not slaves of the time. We don't have to, we haven't signed any enslavement agreement with time. Yes, it's a guide for us, for everyone, but things do happen. We are human beings. But this, that we're just everything on time. And how even the musallis also. Imam is to be 1 minute late, all are looking at their watch. Looking at imam stuff, looking at their watch. On time you must be. Time is a great factor, very important, punctuality. But wuzu, that doesn't matter. So he taught them a great lesson. Anyway, so this great month Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we have to carry on. How we are going to carry on for the rest of the year, and how much more better prepared we will go in next Ramadan. And then if we can make how many Ramadans Allah give us in His mercy and kindness, then when we go into the real time of mort, then what enjoyment, how eagerly won't a person wait for mort. Then we won't be sitting so glum and so down when mort will come. When mort will come, we will be eagerly waiting for mort. Hurul Een will be waiting for us. First night there, we're not going to sit with our eyes closed, heads bowed down, big muraqabah we are making. Then we will be awake at that time. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us consider what we did in Ramadan and what we have to do for the future. Allah give us, and even now we can make the niyat for next, not only next Ramadan, for all the Ramadans. And inshallah, Allah in His mercy, with the sincerity of our intention, will give us all that rewards also. And we prepare also accordingly. And in all matters that we see, that the strain of our life, what we are filling. And let us see properly, like that example we give. You reach the airport, for some reason you are delayed, and they just manage to check you in. And they warn you also that where you're going to enter the boarding gate, there's only 10 minutes left. and you only got 8 minutes. So you have to cover up 2 minutes, and with all the people on the, at the airport, and you've got your wife and 3-4 children also. How you have to run, how you have to make apologies, how you have to skip the row and go in front, and there your child sees a playing station. And the child wants to go and play on the playing station. And you grab the child and you're pulling the child. And the wife says, what's wrong? The child is a child. He wants to play on the playing station. At that time, playing station. When you are, and you have got that plane, you've got connecting flights, you've got meetings to attend to, you've got appointment, and he wants to go and play on the playing station. Much more serious is our time in this dunya. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah says, with regard to the matter of time, man is at a great, great loss. Our whole life, not only Ramadan, but our whole life, the way we are wasting time in everything. And there we will be able to, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, but those who spend their time, الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In those things we will make our time valuable. Otherwise we are just wasting our time. And not only wasting, we are making it harmful, the things that we are doing. How many wrong things we are doing. How many things there are, how many things which we are, the sports that we are involved in. And the worst is just for supporting all these things. As our one friend explained to us, which we never knew about it, you have the British League and you have a fantasy league. And the way the people, he explained, they go mad for that fantasy league. The whole day, 24 hours is spent in the dreaming about the fantasy, and you're calling it a fantasy league. That is a lie. It doesn't exist. And the people, everything, the whole family are involved in all the, and all the stupid things, and kuffar all. And a complete waste, and where the sunnah of Nabi Ali, and where ishaat of deen, and spreading of deen, and maintaining deen, and bringing deen alive, and this, and then what are we filling in our train as we are going. And we, when we face it on the day of Qiyamah, that I did this, me being a hafiz of Quran, being me being an alim of deen, or me being an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I, how could I have done this? As it is said, you'll want to kick yourself in the back and you won't be able to manage. People will chew their fingers till the wrist, till the arms, till the armpits in sorrow of what when they will see the reality. Allah grant us that. Allah gave us this great, great month to acquire this. May Allah let it be acquired and be with us all the time. And that we live our whole month, year like that, and we build up more better for next Ramadan. And we even go into more greater. And for that, let us make sure we try and keep, not further, but we try and keep our six. What a great, great benefit, as though we kept rosas for the whole year. What a great thing in the train we are filling, rosas of the whole year. Just in one little place or compartment, we put the rosas and they fill the whole train with rosas. So much Allah and namazes in Ramadan, all the namazes that we performed, and for each namaz, and all the nafal became a farz in this month. So the month of Ramadan was not a month to decrease, to leave out the two nafils before Taraweeh. That we just make our two sunnahs and that also quick and fast, start with our Taraweeh. After Taraweeh, and especially the Huffaz, the last two nafils also they don't read. Normally, they are, mashallah, those who read. But we just finished the Taraweeh, now we are out. We have to discuss for our Taraweeh of tomorrow. As if the night is going to finish after that 2-3 minutes. So we have to go and discuss tomorrow who's going to read from where to where. That is our discussion. So we haven't got time for the two nafl. And that nafl became a farz in the month of Ramadan. All the nafls in Ramadan, they became the farai. Allah made it so easy. You are going to get up for sehri. Read your tahajjud at that time also. Your 2-4 rakats, whatever it is, that also you, Allah granted us everything. So Allah Ta'ala, let us realize how we spend our Ramadan, and now how we're going into the next Ramadan, inshallah, if Allah wishes, we have life, and also very, very important, our health also. There are so many people who were so strong, But now you're lying in hospital, you can't do a thing. You are sedated all the time. And you have got no control of yourself. Otherwise, you are in control of the whole locality. You controlled everyone, and now you are just lying helplessly. So may Allah save us from that also. And let us make valuable this wonderful time Allah has given us. And that is not to waste it in this dunya. That does not make it wonderful. Wonderful is when we prepare it for the pleasure of Allah. We use it for what Allah has given us. And then what Allah will give us on that, on the akhirat. Our time is not to waste. Some people, many places, even gone old already, 70, 80 years. And more worry just of marriage. Make getting married to somebody else. And then how people explain, your whole life is just in the place of urine. That is what you are worried of all your whole life. You just worried of death. Or we are worried of some other things of this dunya. The real things of dunya which should worry us and we should be concerned about and prepare. Allah, give us that tawfiq that we prepare for that real life, that eternal life. May Allah accept from all of us and let us prepare in that direction, inshallah.